up at a time when video games were first showing up in people's homes and not just in arcades. I played the Atari with the joystick with the one orange button. I spent countless hours blowing into gray Nintendo cartridges trying to get them to work, often with poor results, with them freezing up in the middle of the game or just not being able to play at all. I lost countless hours and several GPA points to GoldenEye during my college years. And over time, as responsibilities increase, the time I dedicated to gaming diminished until at this point, I know nothing. So to learn more, I have invited three young people who I would assume would call themselves gamers. One to bring us up to speed. Can you tell me if you would call yourself that or not? All right, so first, please introduce yourself and tell me, what was the first game that you just couldn't put down or couldn't turn off?
Hi, I'm Justine. Hello. And the first thing that comes to mind when you say a game that I just couldn't put down, the first game, I would say it was probably Pokemon Platinum. It was my first ever Pokemon game, and I was just like, I was like 9, 10, and I was just like super into it. Like, I threw like hundreds of hours into that game, so yeah, that would probably be the first one, I would think.
Okay, I'm Jackson. And game that I couldn't put down would have to be Dark Souls 3, which is a fairly recent title, but I have about almost 400 hours on that one game.
Wow.
So yeah. I'm not proud of how long I spent with that game, but it was a lot of fun, and just, I think that's why I like video games in general, because they pretty much take me away from reality into a world where anything is possible.
Awesome.
And yeah.
Get it.
I'm David, and probably the first game I got like mega hooked on. Here's one some of you might not know, actually. It's an old game on the Wii called The Blob. I was like 5 or 6.
Oh, I love The Blob.
Like, man, that game was just my child. Like that in the second game.
Yeah,
I loved it because I think it has
the colors, the music, the characters.
Oh, the music.
Just like ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. I played The Blob 2 just like a shitload, just like all the time when I was younger. So yeah, I'm familiar.
I came across a bit kind of skeptical, like, am I gonna really like this? But just the music, it was a fantastic game, and it works so well as a puzzle game, because it's just, you know, it seems simple at first, but now, you know, gotta make sure you get it in this right area or whatnot, you know.
How old were you when you started playing that, David?
I was like 5 or 6. I remember that one Christmas when I got it, and I was just freaking out, like,
ah! Awesome. Okay. Cool. Okay, so thank you for sharing that with me. For me, it was probably Duck Hunt.
Oh, man.
You remember that game?
Yeah.
I had the Mario Duck Hunt.
Wow.
You know, I am old. I'm very old.
That dog is so annoying.
It was very annoying, but I loved it. I loved that game. That was a game I used to, like, you know, turn it like, shoot behind my back, got me in my arms. And I was like, I'm an expert at this game, and then it got too fast.
And then you heard the laughing, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert
now.
Thanks for bringing reality back.
Right. But it was a really cool game for me, and yes, I am old, which is why I'm talking to you guys about new games. All right. So, the other day we got into a conversation around the game. Is it this particular game is called
Fire Emblem Three Houses?
Yes, Fire Emblem Three Houses. And so, is that the game that you're all currently kind of immersed in, or is there other games that you're playing?
I'm right now playing The Surge 2, which recently came out.
Okay.
It is a very, very interesting game. It basically... it's a third-person RPG with roguelike elements. Roguelike is pretty much like
Assassin's Creed. Or-
no, but it's extremely difficult. Like, you know, anybody, little enemies can take you out in one clean hit if you're not careful. And it's just, I like the environments. It's very, like, dystopian, almost kind of like Blade Runner-esque, kind of. But, yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I didn't do any research on that game because you just kind of bring that up. I did, however, do research. Research meaning I watched two YouTube videos about Fire Emblem.
Yep.
Three Houses in particular, because I guess this is a series of games.
Yes, it is. It is a gigantic series.
16th in the series, I believe.
16th.
Well, main series entry. There's like a couple spinoffs.
Just like in Final Fantasy, there's a gazillion Final Fantasy games.
Okay. Can you guys tell me what it is that you like about the game, about this particular game, if you played it?
I just like how deep the lore is, like, just everything from the actual houses to the weapons to how everything came about. It's mind-blowing that someone had the idea for this, and then it just grew into this giant phenomenon.
Let's see. There's one thing about Three Houses that just stands out to me. It's definitely the characters. Like, there's a very large cast of characters in Three Houses, and they all are just, like, in general, just, like, really lovable, and you get to learn a lot about them and their past and all that kind of stuff, and it's very interesting. Just like this game in general, I feel like is a huge step up from the last Fire Emblem game, which I felt like was kind of a disappointment.
Are you talking about Echoes or Fates?
I'm talking about Fates.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel like it's just like.
Like, back to roots.
Huge way forward from there. And, yeah.
David, what about you? What do you like about the game?
Well, I just like, there's just so much to do, and it's just overwhelming, and yet I can almost handle all of it. I want to just, like, consume it all.
Right. One of the things that stood out to me in all the research that I did to YouTube videos was the, like you mentioned, Justine, the characters. Like, somebody I was watching called it a life simulator. So you are playing this professor at a school. Some people compared it to like a Hogwarts type thing, but
yeah, I've done that too. It's like combine a church, Hogwarts, and a military academy.
Right.
And it goes exactly as wrong as it sounds.
Right.
Yeah, and the ages of the students range from 15 to 22.
Okay. So very, very weird.
The romance aspects of the game don't happen until after the 5-year time skip.
Okay.
And every character is
over 18 of them.
Yeah, every character is an adult by then. Plus, your character isn't really that.
Hooray, Felicity is finally legal!
Plus, your character isn't really that much older than the others, so.
Which is very weird, because, you know, it's like you go to college and it's like, hey, I'm your professor today, I'm 22 years old. It's like, How are you a professor at your age?
I have no idea. I just came to this monastery one day and Artificial just made me teach.
No, it's really funny. Like, you just kind of, there is a reason behind it, but in the beginning of the game, you just come to the monastery with your dad and like, hey, would you like to be our professor for us? Like, this random, like, just random-ass mercenary kid, just right. Like, hey, want to teach at our prestigious school? Right. And, yeah. There is a reason behind that, though. With spoilers.
Yeah. No spoilers. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
So,
no spoilers.
What I'm going to say is that Gerald is a Fire Emblem dad, and that can only mean three things.
Okay. I will take your word for it.
First person to know what those three things usually are.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, again, one of the things that really stood out to me was this aspect of you being this professor, your lesson planning, you're mm-hmm. having to build relationships with your students to yeah. help them get better at what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people that I saw was talking about how, and I want your opinion on it, like how as you get to know the characters, this is something you were speaking to, Justine, like how much you do start to care for them, and when you're on the battlefield with them, because you're battling with them, you are thinking about the things that they told you in the past, and like, oh, I don't want blood on my hands, so I'm going to like have you in the back, or I'm going to do these things to kind of help you grow as a person. Like you're helping your characters grow as a person.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, okay, so there are two modes you can play this game.
Yeah.
You can play it on classic mode and. Casual mode, I think, yeah. So, classic mode is like the older Fire Emblem games, which means if your character dies, if one of your characters die in battle, they're gone for good. They're gone for good.
Unless you use the Divine Pulse, in which case you just reverse time and...
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you're alive again. I am not doing that mistake.
And then there's casual, which means when your unit's HP gets to zero, they just retreat off the battlefield and they're not dead. And...
It reduces the emotional pain, but it hits harder when you do it on...
Classic.
Yeah.
I do casual because I'm a bloody coward.
Call me a coward, too, but, like, I always play uncasual personally because I get really emotionally attached to these characters, right. And if they died, I would be really sad.
The only game that made me cry was Gears of War 3.
I guess that scene.
Mm-hmm.
Never played any of them, but like I know what you're talking about.
Yep, it's just
spoilers.
It's spoiler. Basically, Gears of War 3. You are a military commander in a future where a monster faction known as the Locusts rise up and take over the world, essentially. And you are part of a. Squadron of troops that are pretty much sent out to kill the nests. And in towards the end of the single player campaign, one of the characters that you've gotten to know over the series, Dom, just dies. And it's just the music, how it is how it turns out, it's just heartbreaking for me. And the thing I like the most is that you move on,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's not game over, it's not, the story's not over, you know, you avenge his death and whatnot, and I think it's great that games can show emotion rather than just be for pure entertainment.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah, and that was part of what I was really fascinated by about this particular game was the emotion that it was showing, and like you were saying, the connectivity to the characters.
Three houses.
So, speaking of three houses, which house did you pick? Or are you currently playing with? Have you beaten the game with any of the houses? And have you gone back to restart?
At the moment, I have not beaten the game yet.
Neither have I.
I have.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm at the time skip. I am playing the Crimson Flower Root, which is the Black Eagle Root, which, like, I always plan. I planned ahead that that would be the root that I would be playing first, and eventually I plan to play all the roots.
Me too.
Yeah, that's the one I'm on currently, and also just, like, in general, so far the Black Eagles have just been, like, my favorite class. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all just, I love all of them.
They're all, like, emo, goth, punk-esque.
Nah, it's just Hubert.
It's just Hubert.
Yeah. Yes, the Sith Lord, the Shonen protagonist, crippling anxiety, ADD, and Starfire.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so David, you said which house are you playing with?
Also the Black Eagles. Okay. I'm at like chapter 17. Mm-hmm. And like after I complete that, I'm gonna do the lions, then the deer.
Okay. Yeah, same here.
Mm-hmm. So you beat it?
Yes.
With
the lions.
Okay.
Yep. It was my first Fire Emblem game because, you know, I figured the hype seemed to be so big, I figured why not try it, and it's really good. And yeah, it's a lot more challenging than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be kind of like Persona 5 with like the, at least for the fighting.
Honestly,
part.
You're not wrong.
I mean, which is not identical, but pretty close as far as like
the game mechanics.
Yeah, like, you know, you attack, next person your partner attacks, next person your partner attacks, and enemy attacks, and you attack, they attack, you know.
Combat is still a classical Fire Emblem.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Do you plan to go back and play with a different house?
Personally, no. That's how I'm with a lot of games. Well, except for Dark Souls, because I've pretty much done everything there is to possibly do in that game. But for most games, once I play it once, I'm pretty much done with it.
Okay. From what I understand, though, it is with the three different houses, there's kind of three different trajectories, and
mm-hmm.
you need to finish
yeah.
almost three different games, almost, from what I understand.
Technically.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys plan on playing all three rap routes. You're done. You've
mm-hmm.
gotten through it once. You're good. Okay. So tell me what it is that you like about gaming. You talked about it kind of allowing you to kind of escape from the world a little bit. What else is it about gaming that feels right?
I guess I just grew up playing video games. So my first interaction with video games was back with the 360. And I'm old now, but yeah.
360. Oh Lord. Okay.
Yeah.
Or it's gonna be the original Xbox, and all that can make you feel old.
Oh yeah.
360. The fact that the first one is the 360 for him makes me feel old.
It's like 360,
my 360 died.
Oh yeah.
The red eye of death.
Oh that.
I thought it was the red ring of death.
That one too.
Either way. But yeah, the first game I got for. The reason why I'm so infatuated with gaming, or at least really enjoy gaming, is just the excitement about it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, because before the Xbox, I was just playing computer games and whatnot, and I was, you know, like 8 or 9 years old at the time. I was playing like E games and T games, but I remember this very specific day on February 23rd.
You knew the date. Wow.
I don't remember the year, but it was February 23rd. I remember waking up.
Hey, it's my sister's birthday.
I remember waking up, and I remember going downstairs, and Halo 3 was...
I'm waiting for you.
Yep, Halo 3.
Awesome.
Yep. Because it was the first mature game my dad was allowed me to play. It was... Oh, man.
Never forget your first kiss, right? I'm sorry. Good, Justine, for you.
aspect of it that I like the most. I'm a big fan of RPGs in general, and I think one thing I like about it is that it's like a story that's interactive. Mm-hmm. Like, you're sort of like actively participating in the story that's going on. Mm-hmm. And I especially like games that like give you like dialogue options that can like change the trajectory of the story, because it, you know, it adds to like the experience.
Yeah. Awesome.
But yeah.
Okay. And you wouldn't have liked Mass Effect 3.
Oh boy.
We don't talk about Mass Effect 3.
David, what about you?
Just like because of the feeling that like I can actually do something impactful.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it gives you kind of a sense of mastery, of being able to like get better at
just
it.
Just like an appreciation of the artistic value of it, like the gameplay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for talking to me about gaming. Hopefully we can do this again. Maybe next time we can talk about online gaming if you guys do that.
I only do Warframe.
Okay. We can talk about the feelings about like what that's like. I know it's huge with people doing Twitch and all types of other things like that. Meh. Which you guys have to explain to me what all that is. But thank you guys for jumping on with me and talking to me about this. Appreciate it. Any last thoughts that you want to share with anybody about gaming or about anything at all?
I'm just waiting for like VR gaming to the point where you don't need a headset.
Okay.
Like projections or holograms or whatnot.
Cool.
Like some friggin'
Ready Player One.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Have you read the book?
I didn't read the book, but I saw the movie and I freaking loved it.
Like, if you like the movie, you would love the book. The book is amazing. But again, it's for me because it's 80s, a lot of 80s references, which you would be like, ah, stupid.
Yeah,
but
I'm okay with the 80s references in Ready Player One.
Okay. No, but they're like thick in the book. But anyway, I'm sorry. Do you have anything?
No. All
right. Thank you, David.
All right, one thing I'm looking forward to is Luigi's Mansion 3 this Halloween.
Oh, yeah, perfect time of year.
Awesome, awesome. So that's just a few weeks away. All right, again, well, thank you guys for joining me. Really appreciate it. And we'll see you next time.